This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howardson, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, it's week six for the Browns, and they're facing the 3-2 Bengals for the second time this year. Just looking at this offense, what are you seeing differently?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that as you look at things, it's time for a win. So I think for the Browns offense, what they have done in the last few weeks, I really like the way Brandon Whedon is playing, minus a couple of hiccups with interceptions. But whether you're 28 years old or 21 years old, if you're a rookie quarterback, and that's the designation here, he is, you make those kind of throws. And you just have to get those out of your system. But minus those, I think he's starting to really get a connection with his receivers. Josh Gordon had a big game. I think the running game is just going to blow up at some point. But I think the difference there, the only thing that's holding that back is the score in the ball games. When they fall behind, you can't be taking two-yard gains. You need chunks of yardage. So I think it's just growing up. I think the Browns offense is growing up right now.
And defensively for this Bengals team, you look at that pressuring front four, and those guys are just bringing a lot of heat and causing a lot of sacks as well.
They really are. And now they'll be fortified this time because they'll have Carlos Dunlap back at one of the defensive ends. Just a great athlete out of the University of Florida. And he didn't play in the first game this season when the Browns went down there in week two. And it was noticeable that day that he was not in there. Mike Zimmer's a great defensive coordinator, Jameer. They were all offense, no defense for many, many years. Once he went in there and started to take things over, he built the defense, and he built it from the front to the back. And with the front, he went too deep. So they are always fresh, a new fresh front four coming in all the time. And so there's heat, like you said, all throughout the game.
And the Browns are getting Joe Hayden back at a great time because you look at Andy Dalton and A.J. Green. They've been connecting extremely well.
Well, here's the thing that you have to look at there. Here's what Joe Hayden brings to you. You go into a game for a Sunday coming up, and on Monday morning, when you start taking a look at the opponent specifically, Joe Hayden stands up and says, who's the best receiver they have? I'll take him. So in this case, of course, it's great A.J. Green, and he's had some tremendous battles with A.J. Green so far. Those two games last year that they played against each other, Hayden won most of the battles. A.J. Green might have won an isolated one, but it was a big one a couple of times. But it was something to watch. I mean, if people just wanted to isolate on two guys going up against each other on Sunday afternoon, those would be the two I would watch all day long, how they play against each other.
And just overall, what do you want to see from this Browns team?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I want to see a complete game. I mean, we saw a good opening quarter, certainly a good first 5 minutes of that ball game. You couldn't get much better. Consider who they did it against, the defending world champs, when they jumped out 14-0. But that's not enough, obviously. You have to play four quarters. It can't just be a half. You don't want to fall behind this team because they know how to play with the lead. So I think I'd like to see the Browns just play a complete game, both sides of the field, and control the game in the kicking game. And I think that they can do that with Phil Dawson, with Reggie Hodges, who I think is punting a little bit better than he did at the start of the season. I'm sure he's feeling better after having that Achilles injury last year. I think it's just simple, Jameer. It's going to take a complete game from all three facets of the game. I know it's a bit cliche-ish, but I think we've seen it play out on the field. It's going to take that to win a game. It's going to take that to win this game, too.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for your time, and thank you for breaking it down.
All right, Jameer.
And Browns fans, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for daily reports. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.
Sunday's game is presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers and the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion. Be sure to arrive to the stadium early, as the first 16,000 fans will receive a free poster featuring some of your favorite Browns players, courtesy of your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers.